お祈りしましょう。
Let's pray.
主よ、今日もあなたの御言葉に感謝します。
Lord, we thank you again today for your holy word.
えへり下ってあなたの御言葉を語ることができるように私たちを強め、また聞く者がそれを心で受け止めることができるように助けてください。
With humility, we ask you to strengthen us that the two of us may preach your word faithfully. And we also ask you to help all who hear your word preached today, including us, to humbly receive it and respond to it. We entrust this to you and we depend on you for these requests, Jesus Christ our Savior, as we pray in your name.
Amen. Amen.学生生活に関するエピソードでこんなものを聞いたことがあります。
In an episode shown from a school here in Japan, one student interviewed shared this.
自分には友達がいません。お昼のお弁当はいつも一人で食べています。でも一人で食べているところを見られるのは恥ずかしいから、トイレで一人で食べています。
I don't have any friends, so I always eat my lunch alone. But I'm embarrassed to be seen eating alone all the time, so I eat it in the bathroom so that nobody can see me.
またこんな生徒もいました。
And another student said this.
私は仲良し6人組でいつも過ごしています。でも嫌われるのが怖くて本音が言えずに本当は楽しくありません。
I'm always in a group of 6 close friends, but I'm afraid to say what I really think and feel because I'm afraid of being disliked by them or rejected by them. So I can't really relax and be myself and enjoy time with them.
子育て中の親が小さな子を虐待してしまうというニュースがよく流れてきますが、その多くのケースは子育てを親だけで背負い込んでしまって相談できる相手も誰もいない。そうやってストレスに耐えきれずに虐待に及んでしまうというものが起こっています。
There's actually no end to the number of stories in the news today about families raising children where parents end up abusing those children, and it's because they take on the burden of child raising all by themselves, and that stress grows within them and leads to those actions of abuse.
血のつながった家族がもういなかったり、または近所との関係が疎遠になってしまっているということが理由で孤独死を遂げてしまう年配者が少なくないことをまたニュースでよく取り上げられる問題です。
It's also a common problem featured in the news here in Japan about elderly people who die alone and that their bodies are not discovered until long afterEither because they no longer have any living relatives or because they've lost touch with them and with all of the people in their neighborhood around them.
うつ病といった病気だったり、障害のことを理解してもらえず、そういう理解してくれる人が周りにいなくても苦しくて、自ら命を絶ってしまったっていうニュースもよく聞きます。
We hear about people taking their own lives because they were suffering from depression or other diseases because they felt they had no one around them who could understand their suffering and their pain.
現代社会ではコミュニティっていうものの必要性が叫ばれています。
And in our society today, we are seeing a greater need and call and sense for community.
そういった社会問題に対しては、子育て支援コミュニティというものが作られたり、または民生委員の方が地域のご年配の方を訪問して回るという活動もされているようになっています。それでいくらかによってはそれによっていくらか改善されているかもしれません。
Now, yeah, it's true that some improvement has been made in addressing these social problems like the establishment of child rearing support communities and visits by welfare commissioners to the elderly people in the community.
でも
But even with those band-aid programs, the deeper underlying problem still remains.
個人主義という言葉と、まあ、それに対する集団主義という言葉があります。よく欧米は個人主義の文化、日本はそれに対して集団主義の文化だと言われています。
You may have heard about the concepts of individualism and its opposite, collectivism. And it's often said about Western culture, especially, for example, America, that it's an individualistic culture. Whereas Eastern cultures, for example, Japan, are considered collectivist cultures.
H.C. トリアンディスという、まあ、心理学者の定義によると、個人主義は主として、まあ、主として自分の好みや欲求、権利、他者との契約に動機づけられ、他者より自分自身の目標を優先させる人々のことだと言います。
So the psychologist Harry C. Triandis defines individualism in this way, as a people group motivated primarily by their own preferences, needs, and rights.And giving priority to personal rather than to group goals.
この議論であった権利とか他者より自分というものをちょっとイメージして覚えてください。
And I would like you to especially to be focusing on those keywords, the idea of rights, my rights, and the priority of self over group.
で、もう一方の集団主義はというと、主に集団の規則や課せられた義務に動機づけられて集団の構成員との関係を重視し個人的な目標よりも集団の目標を優先させる人々
And then on the other end of the spectrum, collectivism he defines as a people group who views themselves primarily as part of a network of relationships, whether it's like family or company or tribe or nation, and they're primarily motivated by, or rather they prioritizeThe norms and the duties imposed by the collective, by the network or group.
まあここではね、規則とか義務、関係というものがキーワードになるかと思います。
And again, I think the key words to this is relationships, and then also norms and duties.
まあちょっと難しい話なんですけど、例えば個人主義目線で自己紹介してみると、私は赤星博明です。サッカーが好きでよくサッカーに関する動画を見ています。物事を論理的に考える傾向が強い一方で、まあ、感情に寄り添うのがちょっと苦手です。っていうふうに自分の興味、自分の性格、行動、選択っていうふうに個人としての私にフォーカスが当てられます。
But that's, this can be a little bit challenging, so let's simplify it with an example. For example, if Hiro was going to introduce himself from an individualist culture or perspective, he would say it like this. I'm Hiroaki Akahoshi. I like soccer and often watch videos about it. And my strength is that I tend to think about things logically, but I'm not very good at focusing on or being aware of my own emotions.So the focus of his introduction then is more about him as an individual, about his interests, his personality, and his habits and choices.
で、もう一方の集団主義目線での自己紹介はというと、私は水戸キリストの教会の赤星博明です。茨城県の日立市出身で、三兄弟の二番目に生まれました。で、今は妻と妻の恵みに対する夫であり、また3人の子の父親をしています。
Whereas if he was going to introduce himself from a collectivist perspective or culture, he might introduce himself differently in this way. I am the assistant pastor of Mito Church of Christ, Hiroaki Akahoshi. I was born in Hitachi City in Ibaraki Prefecture. This, and the second of three siblings in my family. I'm married to my wife Megumi, and I'm the father of three children. So the focus of his introduction in this case is more about his role or his relationships within various groups.
ちょっと言わせたんですけど、そう、集団主義目線だと所属とかそこでの役割みたいな集団における関係性にフォーカスが当てられるわけです。で、この日本は、まあ、長い間、単一民族の国でした。で、また長い間、各地で村っていうものを形成して、同じ地域の中だけのつながりを持ってきました。
Now, Japan, the nation of Japan, has long been predominantly monoethnic and monocultural, and its history was shaped by clans and tribes that are clustered in villages where people are connected mostly only with the people who live in the same region.
そうやって同じ地域で同じ人たちだけこう過ごすと、同じような見た目の人たちが同じ言語を使って同じような環境で同じような経験をしながら育つので、物事に対する共通認識を持ちやすくなるんです。
And so because of that, the Japanese people have been shaped by common experiences and similar understanding or perception of things because they look alike.They use the same language and they grow up in a similar environment.
まあなのでこう暗黙の了解、日本語で言うとね、暗黙の了解とか、以心伝心とか、まあ現代で言ったら空気を読むみたいなのがついて、こうあえて言葉にしなくても大体は分かり合えるってことが、まあ、ある程度可能になるわけです。
And so to a certain extent, it's possible then for it to be a common understanding amongst all of the people without any.Actual verbal communication that we see expressed in modern phrases. Maybe you've even heard them before, like 暗黙の了解, which means implicit understanding or tacit agreement. Or two that are more common is 陰心伝心, which literally is telepathy, but it means heart-to-heart communication. Or this is the most common, 空気を読める, right? Being able to read the air.
今長い間そうだったんですけれども、今の時代はもう世代ごとに生まれ育った社会環境がまず全然違うし、グローバル化も進んでいるし、いろんな背景を持った人が一緒に暮らす社会になっているので、まあ、前みたいに言葉を交わさずとも共通認識が持てるというのはとても、ね、難しくなってしまっています。
However, it is becoming increasingly the case.Here in Japan, that each new generation is born and raised in a completely different social environment. And with ongoing globalization, we're increasingly living in a society where people of various backgrounds live together. So it's becoming more difficult to have a same common understanding as was in the past, experienced in the past, without any kind of verbal expression orConfirmation of the meaning of that.
まあでも今までの言葉使わずとも共通理解というものに言葉なしの共通理解というものに頼ってきた文化の中で生まれ育ってきたそういう文化がまああるので、まあ時代とともに急速に変わる現代社会にうまくこうついていけてない対応しきれてなくて多くの方が苦しんでいるというのは今の時代かなと思います。
But since the Japanese cultural background, historically speaking, has relied so heavily upon that common understanding, that nonverbal understanding, now all of us who live in this culture as it changes are suffering from the inability to cope with a rapidly changing society.
こう今までは言葉を使った明確なコミュニケーションじゃなくて空気とか雰囲気とかってこうぼんやりしたコミュニケーションでやってきたし、それでできてたのに、いきなりじゃあそれがダメになったからって言葉を使うって言われても、急にはまあ無理なわけなんですね。
So until recently, Japanese people have always been able to rely on their perception of the atmosphere through indirect hints and feelings rather than words. But now that we are becoming increasingly diverse and globalized, there is a struggle.For all of us to adapt, because there's a greater need to use words and to specifically clarify the meaning behind the words that we use.
で、まあ、この個人主義も集団主義もどちらが良くてどちらが悪いってものではなく、そういった対極のあり方、考え方があるんだという話で、どちらにもこうメリット、デメリットがあります。
Now today in our comparison of individualism and collectivism, it's not about which one is better or worse, but rather bringing to light the contrasting ways of being and thinking, and both have strengths and weaknesses.
例えばアメリカみたいなこういろんな人種、いろんな言語、文化背景を持った人が集まる社会の中では言葉を交わさずとも共通理解、共通認識を持つなんてことはまず無理なわけです。
So, for example, in a society like America, where many people of various races, languages, and cultural backgrounds come together, it is unlikely that that nation would ever be able to share a common understanding without verbal communication.
そこである意味必要だったのが個人主義のあり方だったのかもしれません。それっていうのは、こうが、ね、自分がそれぞれがしっかりしていることでお互いにコミュニケーションを取れるようになって、それによってコミュニティを形成していったんです。
And so in a sense, what has been needed to form a community out of that diversity is an individualistic way of being and having a strong sense of self, who I am, what I think, why I value that, because then it helps us to communicate and share that understanding with one another.
でもそれが個人主義っていうものが行き過ぎてしまうと、つまり自分の権利とか自分の自由っていったものをこう過度に、ね、主張するようになってしまうと、自分が一番、自分さえ良ければいい、周りはどうでもいいという点にこう利己主義に陥ってしまう危険があるわけです。
Unfortunately, though, it's really easy for that to go too far, and people excessively start to insist on personal rights and freedoms, and fall into a pattern of selfishness because they think they're the best. That what is good for them personally is good enough.And that the people around them and their views and their values and their needs are not as important. And so, at the very least, the result that we see in that is a personal straining in relationships. But collectivism too has the same kind of weaknesses.
一見集団を形成しているようでも、まあ、そのための、ね、先ほどの規則とか義務といったものが強くなると関係は上辺だけの空っぽな関係になってしまいます。つながっているように見えて実はみんなそれぞれバラバラに孤立しているという状態になってしまうんです。
Because as a group is forming, if the rules and the obligations for the group become too excessive and restrictiveThe relationships between the people in the group become very superficial and very empty. And though the group may appear to be connected with one another, in reality, each member is more isolated from one another.
で、まあ、この日本っていうのはさっきも言ったようにこう集団主義の文化、集団主義の方の文化だとよく言われるんですけど、実はそれは個人主義傾向が強い欧米に比べたら集団主義。だけであって、もう世界全体で見たら日本はほぼ五分五分、若干集団主義寄りかなっていうぐらいらしいです。
But it's interesting that even though Japan is often said to be a collectivist culture, interestingly, and it is a fact, that this is only true in comparison to more individualistic cultures like America or Europe. But in all of the collectivist culturesJapan is only slightly collectivistic compared to other collectivist cultures.
まあ、この個人主義であれ、集団主義であれ、こういった難しい話は抜きにしたとしても、今の時代、この日本において、またはこの日本以外の国や地域においても言えるかもしれませんが、人間関係の希薄さっていう、この人間関係のこう薄さっていうのが、そういう問題が深く、ね、根を張っているのかなと思います。
Okay, so even beyond this talk, whether individualism or collectivism, in Japan right now we all know there's a problem with broken relationships, with weak relationships, and that problem is deeply rooted. And it is also true of other nations in the region as well.
ご近所付き合いとか職場での人間関係とか学校での交友関係を考えるときに私たちはどれぐらいお互いに距離をとって関わっているでしょうか。
Whether you're Japanese or not, living here in Japan, just take a moment and think about your own relationships. Think about your neighbors, the people who live on either side of you. Think about your co-workers. Think about your friendships. How much distance do you keepBetween you and them, and how much distance do they keep between them and you?
お隣さんが最近一番嬉しかったことは何でしょうか?
For example, if I was going to ask you What is the happiest thing that your neighbor has done for you recently? What would you say?
職場の人が仕事以外で今一番悩んでいるのは何でしょうか?
Or if I asked you, what is your co-worker's biggest struggle or hurt outside of the workplace right now?
学校の一緒に過ごしている友達がどんな夢を持っていて、またどんなことに怯えながら日々生活しているんでしょうか?
Or what if I asked you, what are your schoolmates, your friends' dreams, and about what are they living in fear?
皆さんには大親友と呼べる存在、またはまるで家族のような関係だと呼べる人はどれぐらいいるでしょうか?
How many of you here have what you can call best friends that are like or maybe even closer than family to you?
今前後左右に座っている人のことをどれぐらいよく知っているでしょうか?
Or how about this? How well do you know and how deeply do you know the person right now sitting in front of you, behind you, and beside you to your left and to your right?
神は言われました。人が一人でいるのは良くない。
God says this.In Genesis 2:18, it is not good for man, for human, to be alone.
神はアダムのためにエヴァを作られました。そしてその子孫から神の民を、つまり神のコミュニティを作られました。
God intentionally created Eve to be together with Adam, and that from their descendants, God would create His people, His community.
そしてその神の民の中からイエス様がお生まれになって、でイエス様が公の働きとしていろんなことをされる中で、その重要な一つが弟子作りでした。
And from that community of God's people, Jesus the Savior is born. And among the many things that Jesus did as a part of his public ministry, one of the most important was making disciples and forming communityTogether with them.
イエス様がこの地上で生きられていた当時の文化の中で、まあ、師弟関係、先生と弟子っていう関係はよくあちこちで見られるものでした。
In the culture at the time, it was very common for there to be this relationship of teacher and disciple.
一般的にはこう弟子の方が、あ、この先生の下で学びたいなって思う先生を選んで、どうか私を弟子にしてくださいってお願いして、その関係が生まれていきます、始まっていきます。
And generally speaking, it was the student who would look and find the person that they respected, that they admired, and they would go to them and say, please be my teacher, please let me be your disciple.
で、まあ、有名な先生だったり人気な先生であればあるほど、こうたくさんの複数の弟子を持つこともあったんですけども、先生はそれぞれの弟子との関係はあったんですけど、弟子同士のつながりはなかったんです。
And if it was a really well respected person, a really good teacher, a teacher may actually have many disciples, but there was only one direction of relationship, the teacher and the disciple. There was no expectation between disciple and disciple.
そんな当時の、ね、一般的、当時の一般的な師弟関係に比べると、こうイエス様の弟子たちとの関係はとても異質なものでした。
So in comparison with that kind of teacher-disciple relationship of the time, then it's actually revolutionary that Jesus' relationship with his disciples and their relationships with one another is so significantly different.
まず弟子たちがイエス様を先生として選んだのではなくて、先生であるイエス様が弟子たちに向かって私についてきなさいとそれぞれ呼びかけ選ばれた。
So number one, to begin with, the disciples didn't choose Jesus as their teacher. Rather, it was the teacher, the rabbi, Jesus, who initiated the relationship with the disciples. And he chooses them. He invites them into a relationship by saying, Follow me.
で、イエス様はご自分がそれぞれの弟子とつながりを持つだけじゃなくて、弟子たち同士の横のつながりもとても大切にされました。
And furthermore, Jesus didn't only have expectations in a relationship between him and each individual disciple of his, but he also valued and taught the importance that he had an expectation for the relationships amongst the disciples with each other, with one another, too.
で、イエス様がそんな弟子たちに最初にしたとされる説教が、三条の説教として、マタイの福音書5章から7章にまとめられています。
On the very first sermon that Jesus is said to have preached to define his community, his idea that he gives to his disciples is the Sermon on the Mount, summarized in the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5 through 7.
そして、先ほどね、ひろゆきさんも紹介してくださいました。そこに書かれている多くの教えが対人関係における教えになっているということに気づかされます。
And interestingly, Hiroyuki-san did not know that that's what we're going to preach about today, but he even shared that a little bit from Matthew 7. But so we should take note that many of Jesus' teachings in this sermon are about interpersonal relationships, disciple and disciple, because especially those that are between Jesus' disciples, people who claim to follow him.
今日の箇所はこのような御言葉でした。
But our passage of scripture from today is also from the sermon, from chapter 5.
マタイの福音書5章の13節から16節です。あなた方は地の塩です。もし塩が塩気をなくしたら何によって塩気をつけるのでしょうか。もう何の役にも立たず、外に投げ捨てられ、人々に踏みつけられるだけです。あなた方は世の光です。山の上にある町は隠れることができません。また明かりを灯してマスの下に置いたりはしません。食材の上に置きます。そうすれば家にいるすべての人を照らします。このようにあなた方の光を人々の前で輝かせなさい。人々があなた方の良い行いを見て天におられるあなた方の父を崇めるようになるためです。
Let's refresh again from Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. You, beloved, are the salt of the earth. But if salt becomes bland and loses its saltiness, can anything make it salty again? No, it is useless. It's tossed out, thrown away, or trampled. And you, beloved, are the light of the world. A city built on a hilltop cannot be hidden. Similarly, it would be silly to light a lamp and then hide it under a bowl. When someone lights a lamp, she puts it on a table or a desk or a chair, and the light illuminates the entire house. You are like that illuminating light. Let your light shine everywhere you go, that you may illumine creation so men and women everywhere may see your good actions, may see creation its fullest, may see your devotion to me, and may turn and praise your Father in heaven because of it.
この箇所、日本語ではイエス様の意図がとてもはっきり表されているんですが、一方で英語だと表現が曖昧で誤解を生みやすく、とても残念だとジョエルが嘆いていました。
So recently, I'm talking about me, Joho, was lamenting this week to Hiro and Seika, because while Jesus' intention is expressed very clearly in Japanese in this, it's unfortunate that it gets...lost or becomes a little bit ambiguous in its real meaning because of the limit and the structure of how it's translated and expressed in English.
イエス様は、あなたは地の塩です。あなたは世の光です。と言ったのではなく、あなた方は地の塩です。あなた方は世の光です。と弟子たちに向かって言われています。
And you may have picked up on this, but what I mean by that, that ambiguity, is that word you. Because Jesus isn't using the singular you, as in one person. He's using the plural, you, all. You as a group together. If you're from the South, y'all, okay? Y'all, you all are the salt of the earth, and you all collectively...are the light of the world.
まあ、ここにご自分と弟子たちとのコミュニティを作ろうというイエス様の重要な意図が表れています。
It's important to note Jesus' intention is to create community that includes himself and all of his disciples with one another.
またそれが人がただ人が集まるだけのコミュニティではないことも明らかです。
And to function as a community. So it's clear that it's not just any community of people. It's distinct from any other community that has or will ever exist.
イエス様が求めておられるのは地の塩、世の光、つまりこの世界の中で違いを生み出していくコミュニティのことです。
So Jesus' vision is for a communityThat comes together and through coming together and living together and working together, having a global impact as they live out their identity and purpose as salt of the earth and light of the world.
ここでの塩とか光を簡潔に言い換えるとしたら、先週のメッセージにも出てきたキリストらしさとも言えるかもしれません。
And if we were to paraphrase.Salt and light here, we could exchange them with one word that we mentioned last week in the message, Christ-likeness.
そしてなのでこうイエス様が求めておられるのはキリストらしさを持ったそしてキリストらしさを放つコミュニティなんです。
So in other words, a community that radiates, demonstrates, and interacts with Christ-likeness.
個人主義であっても集団主義であってもこの世界には人間関係の希薄さという問題があります。この世界は上辺だけの関係にあふれています。
So whether we find ourselves in an individualistic or collectivist culture, this world struggles with the problem of weak and broken human relationships, and the world is full of superficial, surfaceRelationships.
ある人は自らできるだけ人とのつながりを避けて自分中心の世界を生きようとしています。
Some people try to live in a self-centered world. They try to avoid going deeper or being transparent with others.
またある人は人との深いつながりに飢え渇きながら切に求めながらそれが得られずに孤独の中を苦しんで生きています。
But other people are actually in desperate need and desire deeper connection with others. They hunger for them, but they're unable to find it, and they are suffering in their loneliness.
人が一人でいるのは良くないという神様の言葉に反して、多くの人がそれを望んでいても望んでいなくてもバラバラになって今この世を生きてしまっています。
And then contrary to our God's very own words, it is not good for man, for human to be alone. Many people in the world, in this nation specifically, and in our society, live separated and disconnected from one another, whether we want to or not.
そんな世界にあって、イエス様は深い関係を持った愛のコミュニティを築くようにと私たちに。
And in the midst of such a world, Jesus calls us as his disciples to form a community of love by building and nurturing deeper, transparent, and more meaningful relationships.
今日のコミュニティという例的訓練は、私たちが上辺だけの関係からより深い愛の関係へと突破していくための訓練です。
So the spiritual practice or discipline of community that we're learning about today is to form us so that we can break through that wall of superficial relationships to have a deeper experience and expression of loving relationships.
じゃあどうすればいいんでしょうか?
So how do we become that? How do we do that?
健全な愛の関係を築いていくため、またその関係を上辺だけのものではなくてより深いものにしていくには、私たちには具体的にどんなことができるでしょうか。またどんなことを実践をしているでしょうか。
So in order to form healthy loving relationships and make those relationships deeper than just the appearance of love, what can we do in concrete ways, or how are we intentionally trying to do that?
恋人との関係、夫婦での関係、親子での関係、友達との関係、いろんな関係をちょっと思い浮かべながら、どんなことができると思うか、またどんなことをすでにしているか、ちょっと近くの人と話し合ってください。
So think about relationship with your boyfriend or your girlfriend, with your spouse, with between parents and children, with friends and other relationships. Just take one moment to think about how are you trying to do that and share with the person sitting nearest to you about how you think we can do that. Okay, just take a moment and do that. Share with the person beside you. Being participatory in that learning experience. And really, originally we were planning to have a few people share, but because of time, we're not going to. I hope that exercise is helpful to you thinking about it.
おそらく皆さん実はこうすれば関係が深まるというのはいるかと思います。
But I think all of us, in some way, or some point, or at least thinking about this, and trying desperately to find ways to build relationships with others.
実はあ、こうした方が良かったんだろうな、でもできないっていうことが結構多くあるかなって思います。
And probably some of us, even though we know, okay, this is the best way to do it, we wrestle with and we feel badly about our inability to do so.
今日は、言いつつ、地道でとても大切な、方法を紹介したいと思います。
So very briefly, we want to share five things that are small and simple, but very, very important in that process.
私たちが地の塩よどみ会というコミュニティになれるための5つの方法。一つ、これは大前提として、神に愛され、許されているものとして他者に向かっていくこと。
So number one, as one loved and forgiven by God, we begin with realizing that we are loved and forgiven by God, so we commit to seek out others and for us to initiate relationships.
自分が神に愛され、許されているものとしてこう他者に向かっていくということですね。このコミュニティの霊的コミュニティという霊的訓練は、それを実践することで自分自身にも必ず恩恵が返ってくるものです。
We don't just wait for other people to come to us because and as a response to the love and forgiveness we receive from God, we go out and initiate that with other people. And it's fair to say that practicing the spiritual discipline of community will be a benefit to us.
こういずれは恩恵返ってくるんですけども、そのためにね、自分のために行う内向きの訓練ではなくて、これは他の人のために行うという外向きの霊的訓練の一つになります。
But we want you to remember and be careful. This community is not an inward discipline that we do for ourselves or to benefit ourselves. It's an outward discipline that we do to benefit and for other people.
なので何かこう自分にとって利益があるからとか都合がいいから何か得られるものがあるから他者他の人はコミュニティに向かうのではなくて神様との個人的な関係を過ごす中で神様から注がれてそれによって満たされて溢れ出るものを分かち合いに出ていくっていう訓練になります。
So we don't enter the community, we don't become connected as a part of the church family and interactJust because it's something that we are constantly feeling, thinking, or find to be personally beneficial for ourselves, or something that we find to be convenient, or because we expect to gain something by it. No, it's about continuously being connected and engaged as a part of the community by sharing what God has poured into us.And giving from the overflow of how we're being filled in our personal time that we have shared and enjoyed with God in the first place.
なので、こう深い愛の関係を築いていくためにはまず自分が神に愛され、神様に許されているものとして他者に向かっていくことが重要です。
So in order to build deeper loving relationships, it's crucial that first we initiate.That we seek out others. Why? Because we have already received the love and the forgiveness of God.
2つ目、神が見ておられるように他者を見ること。
Number two, commit to seeing others the way God sees them.
神様はその大切な独り子であられるイエス様を十字架にかけてまで、あなたを救いたいと思うほど、あなたのことを愛しておられます。それと同じように、他の人のことも神様は全ての人のことを深く愛しておられます。
God loves you so much that He's willing to give His precious Son Jesus to be hung on the cross to save you. And in the very same way, God loves everyone else so much that He's willing to sacrifice His only Son, Jesus, on the cross to save all of them too.
イザヤ書43章4節前半には神様はこう言われました。私の目にはあなたは高価で尊い。私たちも同じように他の人のことを同じこの神様の愛の眼差しで見ていくことを求められています。
And so God says to all whom He has created, including us, in Isaiah 43:4, You are precious to meYou are honored and I love you. So we're called to see others in that way with the same eyes of God's love.
主が愛するものを私たちも愛していくようになるためです。
For what God loves and cherishes, we also choose to love and cherish.
三つ目、弱さをさらけ出す。
Number three, commit to be transparent aboutOur own weakness.
こういきなり、ね、大勢の前で自分のこう罪の部分を、ね、告白するといったそういう派手なことを言っているのではありません。罪の告白というのは告白するそれを言う側もそうなんですけど聞いて受け取る側にも心の準備が必要なこともあるのでこれは慎重に丁寧に十分な配慮を持って行っていく必要があるからです。
So what we mean by this, we're not suggesting, okay, everybody, come on, rush up to the front, okay, and confess your sins before every person in this moment, right now. Confession of sin requires preparation.Not only on the part of the one confessing, but on the part of the one who, on the part of the people or the person who's hearing and receiving that confession. Because it must be done carefully, respectfully, and with appropriate consideration.
上辺だけの関係からより深い愛の関係へと深めていくためには、まずお互いのことをよく知る必要があります。
One of the greatest ways to move from a surface relationship to a deeper one is to get to know one another more deeply.
人に隠している部分が多ければ多いほど自然とそのお互いとの距離は開くし間にある壁の厚みも増えるものです。
But the more we hide ourselves from one another, the more we naturally create distance between us and others.And the bigger and the stronger that wall comes that we form between us.
自分は賭けがない、賭けのない良い人だと思われたい、人からよく思われたい、そういう思いは、まあ、誰にでもあるものだと思います。
All of us want to be thought of and perceived as a good person without personal flaws.
でもそうやって自分のいいところだけを見せようとすると見せようとしてこう分厚い仮面をかぶったり表面を取り繕い続けているのではなくて自分自身の良いところはもちろん少しずつでも自分の弱さ自分の未熟さを含めたありのままの自分をさらけ出していけたらと思います。
Instead of putting on that mask that reveals only the good part of ourselves or trying to maintain that surface relationship in a happy, comfortable wayInstead, we commit to be transparent about our true selves, our weaknesses and our sin and our immaturity, even if it's just little bit at a time.
4つ目、これも先ほど、福さんが言ってもらってたことにつながります。裁かず、許し合い、そして祈り合うこと。
Number four, okay, the Holy Spirit was at work. Hiroyuki-san did not know what we were going to preach about, but he talked about this, okay? Number four, we commit to resist judgment by forgiving and praying for one another.
誰かが、ね、先ほど言った弱さ、 誰かがあなたに弱さをさらけ出したときに、それを非難して、さばいて壁を作るのではなくて、それを受け止め、受け入れ、そしてその人のために祈る、そういうふうに心がけていきたい。
So when someone confesses, when they reveal a weakness to us, then let's try to receive it and accept the person by praying for them rather than condemning and judging them and building a wall between us and them.
弱さをさらけ出すっていうのは、こう自分から進んで打ち明けるっていうふうにこう意図的になされるケースもあれば、意図せず誰かを傷つけてしまう、過ちを犯してしまうというふうに、失敗によってその人の弱さがあらわになるというケースもあります。
In some cases, the disclosure of vulnerability is intentional, like when we willingly confide in somebody else. But in other cases, it may be a case of unintentionally hurting someone or making a huge mistake where a person's weakness and immaturity is revealed.Through their failure, maybe even their ongoing failure.
私たちが思い起こすべきなのは、主は私たちがまだ弱く罪人であった時に私たちのために死んでくださったということ、それによって私たちへの無条件の愛を示して関係を回復させることを望んでくださったということです。
And in that moment we have toBe called back to the Word of God, which says something close to this: Our Lord Jesus died for us while we were still sinners and weak. And by doing so, He wants then to show us His unconditional love for us, so that He might bring restoration in our relationship with Him.
もし誰かに傷つけられたり、嫌なことをされた時に、それがただ受け止めたり相手のために祈るというのが難しいほどのものであるなら、直接その人と話をして和解を試みてみましょう。これもまた関係を深めるための重要なプロセスです。
Beloved, listen very carefully. If someone has hurt you so much that it's difficult to accept them and to pray for them, it's especially importantTo commit to talk directly with them and intentionally seek and work towards reconciliation with them. It's a crucial process for deepening that relationship and for creating or restoring trust.
意図的であっても、または予期せぬ形であっても、弱さがさらけ出されたときに、それをお互いの間に壁を作る機会とするのか、それともより深い関係を作るための機会とするのか、悪魔の望みは何か、また神の御心は何なのかを私たちもう一度思い起こしてみることが大切です。
When weakness and sin become exposed, whether intentionally or unintentionally, do we use that as an opportunity to build a wall between us?Or to deepen the relationship further. It's important to remind ourselves once again what the devil wants and what God wants.
5つ目、時間を過ごすことです。
And lastly, number 5, commit to spend time together.
時間を過ごさず、一緒に時間を過ごさずして自然に深まっていくような関係はまず何もありません。この世界にありません。一緒に時間を過ごしていくことを通してお互いのことをよく深く知っていくんです。
There is no relationship in this world that naturally deepens without spending time together. It's through that spending time together, that common space, that common experience, that we come to know one another more deeply.
毎週の日曜日にこうやって一緒に礼拝を捧げることはとても大切なんですけども、それだけでは自動的に私たちの関係は深まっていきません。
It is incredibly important to commit to worship together with this church family every Sunday, but that alone does not automatically deepen our relationships with one another.
関係を深めるための意図的な交わりの時が私たちには必要です。
We need intentional and consistent fellowship to deepen our relationships with one another.
すでにもう私たち実践している具体的な形で言えばフロックの集まりがこれになります。
And at least one concrete way that we are trying, we are attempting to practice this here in the Mito Church family is the purpose for why we're asking everyone to make time and effort to gather with our flocks so that we can connect with one another.
現代社会のね、この世のあり方に習うなら、いや、そこまでしなくてもいいでしょうって言えることばかりかもしれません。
If our goal is to live in and to follow the ways of this world, then we can just keep responding with, we don't have to do that. We don't have to try to go deeper.
でも、私たちは地の塩、世の光となるように召されているんです。
But that's not what we're called to. We're called by our Savior and Lord Jesus to follow Him and to live in His way as the salt of the earth and the light of the world.Together.
そして私たちはそれを自分の力でしていくのではありません。イエス・キリストに表された神の愛と聖霊様の助けによってこれをしていくのです。
And we can't and we don't do that by ourselves. We do that with the love of God expressed in and through Jesus Christ through the help of the Holy Spirit together.
共に祈って必要な愛と知恵、勇気と励ましを神様から受け取りながら一緒に実践していけたらと思います。
So let's commit to pray together and to receive God's love, wisdom, courage and encouragement that we need so that we can put into practice the spiritual discipline of community.
今回のチャレンジ一つ目は、まあ、先ほど出した1から5をぜひ実践してみてください。
So here is our challenge. Number one, let's put into practice this week the five points that we've just covered.
2つ目、自分の周りにいるコミュニティを必要としている人は誰でしょうか。その人のために祈り、その人のために自分には何ができるか考えてみましょう。
And then number two, who are the people around you? Could be in the church or outside of the church who need community. Pray for them and consider what specific things you can do to help them become a part of the community of Jesus.
今回の、まあ、レティクレのシリーズでは、ね、あの9つのレティクレを学んできました。8つ。
Over this...In the series, the past 4 months, we have covered 9 different spiritual disciplines.
まあ、で前半のちょっと思い出しながら、祈りと断食、安息、御言葉、一人静まる、この5つ、そうですね、最初の2つがあるので、5つは内に向けた内なる訓練になります。
The first five are inward practices, things to benefit us, to grow us.Prayer and fasting, Sabbath, Scripture and solitude.
今日の聖書箇所から言えば、塩としての塩気を保ち、またキリストの光を、キリストの輝きを保つため、つまりキリストらしさを保つための訓練がこの前半の内なる訓練になりますね。
So, from today's passage, the keeping the saltiness of the salt, you know, or the to be able to be placedWhere the light can shine, those are the things that we do to become, for us to be transformed as salt and light.
で、後半の4つが証、奉仕、寛大さ、そして、今日のコミュニティ、これらが外に向けた外なる訓練になります。
And the last four practices, witness, service, generosity, and community, are the outward disciplines that we do for the benefit of others and display to others.
これらというのはこの世界を実際にその塩によって味付けをして光によって照らしていくことでイエス様を指し示していくための訓練かという。
This, ごめん、sorry. These are the practices that form our outer behaviors, our attitude and our focus to clearly reveal Jesus by seasoning it with salt and illuminating it with light.
でまあ、順番ちょっと前後したんですけども前半の内なる訓練と後半の外なる訓練をつなぐ役目を実は今日のコミュニティの訓練が担っています。
And even though you may remember that we said we were messing with the order, but we'd eventually come back and finish with today's of community, it's this discipline, community, that actually serves as a bridge, as a link between the two, the inward and the outward practices.
最後に10月の主要会でゲストスピーカーのジョンさん、ケリーさんがこう言ってた霊的訓練を通して私たちが目指す3つのものがあるって言ってたんですけど、この3つのもの覚えているでしょうか。
Finally, way back at the beginning of October when we started all of this in the church retreat, our guest speakers John and Kelly Osborne said the three aims or goals for practicing these spiritual disciplines. Do any of you remember them?
1つ目は
First one is?
と共にいること
To be with Jesus.
二つ目は
Second one is
ようになること
To become like Jesus.
三つ目は
The third one is
継がされたようにすること
To do what Jesus did.
このことを覚えつつ目指しつつ今週もこれからも変えていきたいと思います。
Let's remember this and keep this as our goal as the disciples of Jesus as we go through this week together.
お祈りしましょう。
Let's pray.
主よ、霊的訓練のこの恵みに感謝します。
Lord, we thank you for the grace and the blessing of the spiritual disciplines.
私たちが自分の力ではなく、あなたの愛によって突き動かされてこの訓練を実践していくことができますように。
May we practice them motivated not by our own strength, but rather by your love.
どうぞ私たちを地の塩、世の光として用いてください。
Please use us collectively as salt of the earth and light of the world.
それによってあなたの皆が聖なるものとなりますよ。
And may your name be sanctified and glorified through it.
御国が来ますよ。
May your kingdom come.
御心が天で行われているようにこの地でも
And may your will be done here on earth and in our lives in the same way it is being done in heaven.
私たちの主イエスキリストの皆によってお祈りします。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.